This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Birthplace of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Look at it. It's a Saturday night. There's Mr. Trump with his new campaign theme, Le Deplorables. And our lady of the after hours tonight, Bethany Mandel. Man, my voice seems hot. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to on tonight's big broadcast, and I am so grateful to have Bethany back tonight. It's been a while since Bethany Mandel has been with us in the Ladies' Lounge, and she will join us in hour two. We're going to discuss what I didn't expect to turn into a very controversial topic tonight. But when I posted it on my Facebook earlier today, man, the controversy came out of the woodwork. If you're not a dad, don't go to dad's events at school. That's what she wrote. And evidently it's causing people to melt down, feminists and such, you know. How can you be so exclusionary? I don't know, because it's an event made for dad? Just saying. Anyway, let's go to the big board, show you what's on the show, and then get to it, because we got a lot to get to tonight. So that'll be an hour two. If you're not a dad, don't go to dad events. This is based on the story of an actual kid who had donut day at his house, and his mom found out that they were going to give free donuts to the kids, but it was a dad's event. So she goes home and she cross-dresses like a man and comes back and pretends to be his dad so that they can have donut day. Bethany will go into greater detail as to why she disagrees with it. But before we get to that, there's another, you know, this week was the interesting statement by Hillary Clinton that that the Trump campaign is peopled half by people who are deplorable. No hope for. She writes them off. She says, no, these people are, pardon me, so bad that they must be written off. Then she gets into a lot of trouble for saying it, and then she apologizes, and then she has her fainting spell last Sunday on 9/11, and people kind of forgot about it. But the Trump supporters haven't forgotten about it. And at a campaign stop last night, in Miami, Florida, I believe, Donald Trump pulls out, and this is how different and countercultural this election process is going. He pulls out the Trump card. They just embrace it. There's this big backdrop that an artist has made that is mimicking Les Miserables, but it's called Les Deplorables. Nick, I think you've got a picture of it back there somewhere. Put that up on the screen. There you go. It's the exact same kind of artwork, for those of you that are watching by way of Biz TV. It's the same exact kind of artwork as Les Mis, but it's Les Deplorables. And so we'll touch on that in a second. But the reason that I want to touch on it is because in her statement of who is deplorable, she said bigots and xenophobes. She was referring to people that wish to have stronger immigration law put into place. And I'm just curious how deplorable she finds it tonight that a twice convicted illegal alien this week was driving his car, drunk, DUI, rams into the back of a squad car that is parked while pulling over someone else and kills a police officer. Who is the actual deplorable in this scenario? This is an important question. It's a significant question. What makes something actually deplorable? She wants to overly generalize and summarize, but this actually happened. This illegal alien who should have been deported twice already ended up taking the life of a public servant, someone who we depend upon. and he had someone else pulled over on the side of the road. When the guy's truck barrels into him, evidently the whole thing turns into flames. I mean, just all the cars and the officer dies. He survives somehow, which is really sad. The perpetrator survives, the police officer dies. 888-340-3373. Did you know that today is the Constitution's birthday? In fact, I meant to look this up. Let's see. 200. Come on. Let's see. 1787 would make this, 2016. I don't know. I'll do the math in the break. But it's the Constitution's birthday. Ronald Reagan said on this day, "Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. And with three little words, we the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us what to do." 249 years ago today. So, happy birthday to the Constitution. That's always fun. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yes. So I think I've covered everything I had planned for the show. So, okay, so that's it. So we've got a lot to get to. So let's go to this week. Let's start with Hillary Clinton. She is speaking, I don't know who to, it was just before last weekend. And she said something about a basket of deplorables. Now, when she says basket of deplorables, she is referring to a bunch of policy stuff that she doesn't like. And she basically thought it would be a good way to hammer the Trump campaign for these policy issues that we don't have. If we have the video of Hillary Clinton, let's roll that right here. Oh, we don't have it. Okay. Well, you can tell she didn't think she was going to be called on it because of the tone of voice that she used. She indicates that she's, very comfortable sitting here calling people names and saying to them, these people that she dislikes, the Trump supporters, which is an odd way to go about trying to win them to vote for her, right? Like, she needs people that she can turn from the Trump cause to her cause to try to win the election. But she's going to do it by calling them names. And she goes through a long list: xenophobes, bigots, homophobes, Islamophobes, etc., etc. Now, there's an interesting thing that I think is playing out here, because this week was a very good week for Donald Trump. Donald Trump scored a huge win on the birther issue, because he rope-a-doped the entire media into coming and to cover his press conference. And instead of talking about himself, he honored, it was more than a dozen Medal of Honor winners. And going from there to make a very brief statement at the end of his speech where he said, "Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now let's all get back to making America great again." And he walks off stage. Pure genius when it comes to theater of the mind. Pure genius. The interesting thing about this is that even that day, Hillary and the Congressional Black Caucus were trying to play this as some sort of victory for them. They were saying he was some sort of prejudiced bigot and he was racist and so forth. He comes out and says, "I believe that he's an American citizen." But Hillary thinks that she can win votes by insulting people. We have the video. Let's watch this. This is Hillary from just a few days ago. Take a listen. Maybe we don't have it yet. I was told we had it. Okay. Well, we'll figure out how to get it before we are done here tonight. If you want to join the conversation, by the way, the phone number is 888-340-3373. There were a bunch of people that called us last week the first time that they were able to find the show and get through. So we don't, you know, we'd love for you to call back tonight, because I'm going to take your calls on all of this. But when she's talking about what is deplorable, when we return, I'm gonna actually get very specific about one particular issue. She doesn't like tough talk on immigration, and we had an illegal alien this week who killed a police officer, and did so because nobody deported him previously when he should have been deported. He had a DUI, had another criminal charge on his record, and he was put into a holding pattern. He was never deported. And lo and behold, he gets tanked, completely doused, drives his truck into a squad car of the police officer. Kills him. Coming right back, live from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We're in New York. Thank you for being here. That was a live shot for those of you on Biz TV of Fifth Avenue. And we are grateful that you're with us. Our crew, a little bit discombobulated tonight. We have one of our really key people out, and so we're trying to patch things together with baling wire and duct tape. But thanks for being patient with us. Tonight being brought to you by MyPillow.com. I have got it on personal authorization from Mike Lindell himself to let you have three pillows for the price of only one pillow tonight. Four pillows for the price of only one. In other words, you get three pillows for free. Like the Go Anywhere pillow that I took with me to California this summer. I stayed in a variety of places over a number of days, and the Go Anywhere pillow, it's small, it's compact, it fits in my luggage. I can take it with me, and it gives me the same support for my neck and head that the premium pillow does at my home. And if you would like to get one for free, here's what you do. You call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and you ask the lady or man who takes your call, say, I'm listening to Kevin McCullough, and I want to get my two Go Anywhere free pillows, and I want to get my other premium pillow for free, and I want to pay for that one premium pillow. They're going to tell you the price, and then you're going to be able to be on and off very quickly. But it's an incredible offer, and if you've ever wrestled with sleep, don't get the sleep that you need, this is the solution to it. I was very skeptical the first night I had one. And the first night I had it, I got REM cycle sleep. I hadn't had REM cycle sleep since I was a child. And now I have it every night, even with the Go Anywhere pillows. So call tonight, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and ask them if you can get three free pillows when you purchase one, and give them my promo code, KMC. That's going to be the magic code that will give you three free pillows when you buy the first one. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use them as gifts. Every single person I've given a pillow to, their life has been radically improved. I want yours to be as well. All right. Let's go back to the videotape from this last week. Hillary Clinton talking about the people that she disagrees with.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
All right, so that's the basic gist of what she's talking about. The basket of deplorables. Well, she says xenophobic. She's talking about people that want strong borders when she uses that word. And I'm curious what she means. I'm curious about how seriously she wants us to take that, given the fact that this week a twice arrested illegal alien killed a sheriff's deputy in the area of Kansas City. This happened this week. A twice arrested illegal immigrant killed a Kansas sheriff's deputy on Sunday. A source with knowledge of the case tells the press. Adrian Espinoza Flores, there's a picture of him on your screen if you're watching on television, 38, was charged Monday with involuntary manslaughter after he allegedly was driving drunk and crashed his pickup truck into a patrol car stopped on the side of the road. The crash killed Johnson County Sheriff's Department Master Deputy Brandon Collins, aged 45. The Kansas City Star Tuesday reported that Immigration and Customs Enforcement had placed an immigration detainer on Espinoza Flores. Immigration detainers request that an individual be transferred to ICE custody. Detainers are written for immigration violations, but not necessarily for being in the country illegally. A source at the Johnson County Sheriff's Department with knowledge of the investigation told the Daily Caller that the detainer was because of Espinoza Flores in the United States illegally. The Johnson County District's Attorney's Office told the Daily Caller they couldn't comment on the detainer as the investigation is ongoing. But here's my real bone to pick. And I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. Hillary Clinton says if you believe that that man should be deported, then you're in the basket of the deplorables. If you want strong immigration policy to be reinforced by a strong executive branch that will prosecute those who violate that policy, you're in the basket of the deplorables. What is your reaction? How many times have we read this story again and again and again? The young girl, I'll never forget the young girl who was with her family on the pier in San Francisco. And an illegal alien who had somehow gotten a government official's gun. It was stolen. And he's in a drunken stupor on the side of the hill and he's shooting down into the harbor. And he shoots a shot right through her upper torso. And as she bleeds out and dies in her daddy's arms, the last haunting words his daughter says to him is, "Daddy, help, help, help." Hillary Clinton wants us to believe that because Donald Trump has said we should build the wall and enforce our immigration laws and be strict about it, that we're in some way disliking people of other positions, other race, other countries, where they come from. 888-340-3373. Are you a deplorable? Do you believe that this man, this Adrian Espinoza Flores, if you believe that he should be deported, she likely would count you in the basket of the deplorables? But does it not make sense that we should be outraged that the government never did deport the guy when he's here and he's committing crimes and now he kills a sheriff's deputy? Oh, sure. If you happen to think that the police live and serve an honorable purpose, then maybe you wouldn't be, so upset about this. But this is a police officer that got up and went to work that day. Brandon Collins. Young guy, 45, you're younger than me, was doing his job. Just doing his job. And the reason that he dies is because of the federal government's immigration policies that halted deportations. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts on this. If you're on Biz TV, if you're on one of the radio stations that we're on, a great opportunity for you to jump on board. If you disagree with me, by the way, you get to go to the front of the line. But I think it's a shame. I think it's a scandal. I think it's appalling that this guy's walking around free and has the ability to get drunk again and this time take the life of a sheriff's deputy officer. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're talking about the basket of deplorables. There's a couple of different ways to react to it. Hillary Clinton put it out there, and you could get all defensive about it and say, well why is she picking on innocent people? Or you could do what Donald Trump did last night in Miami. Take a look at this right here.
Bye.
this.
Welcome to all of you deplorables.
And I've seen this a lot. I've even seen it around New York. People that are on the conservative side. The interesting thing about this is, I think it's the right move. I think you take what she does and you shove it back into their faces. Because when stories come out like this one today of this illegal alien who took the life of the sheriff's deputy officer, people just know in their gut that what they believe isn't wrong. And no matter what Hillary Clinton tries to do to try to pound us into sand and to put all this guilt on us, it's not wrong to say we want greater understanding and control of this. We don't want people that aren't supposed to be here doing these kinds of things. Now, maybe you disagree with me. I put people that do right to the front of the line, 1-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But let's go all the way out to the Portland, Oregon area and speak with Jim on line one, listening to AM 1640. Jim, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi.
I understand that you pulled over, so I wanted to respect your time there. What's your thought?
Well, I heard you talking about Hillary Clinton when I was driving, and I was a pastor for 35 years and a chaplain in the reserves for 20 years, and part of that was at Ground Zero. Well, I've made a lot of death notifications where I was with the officer that knocked on the door to tell somebody their loved one wasn't coming home.
Hmm.
And at Ground Zero, I was with family members when they saw the pile and saw where the family member that they loved died. And Hillary Clinton, somehow in her personality, was able to stand next to flag-draped coffin, put her arm around people, and repeat a lie that she made up about the video.
Right. You're referring to the Benghazi. You're referring to the Benghazi family specifically.
I am, and just her character in general, it's like you need a dictionary to parse every word she says.
Yeah.
And I would never trust a person who could do a thing like that. I've tried to look at it a number of different ways, but this is somebody who is so pragmatic, she'll do anything. And I think people need to think about that.
You know what's interesting about that, Jim? You are totally dead on right. The fainting issue this week was huge news here in New York, but I think across the country as well, because everybody knew that what she appeared to have standing there getting into the van didn't look anything like pneumonia. It may have looked like Parkinson's. No. It may have looked like any number of other things. But if you'll remember, they tried to say that she was overcome with dehydration and there was all these other things, and then they finally switched it to pneumonia. What is interesting about this is that when there's not any even reason to, when there's not even an explainable reason as to why she would lie, she lies then, too. It's like whenever she's asked the question, are you eating an egg sandwich? It's breakfast, and she obviously has an egg sandwich in her. No, this is salad. Like, she can't not lie.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just amazing. And if she's that reactionary in telling those lies about her health or about the Benghazi video or about any other number of things, what is she going to be like when she's in the White House and handling all of our top national security issues and we're supposed to get the straight truth from her? I don't think the American people can trust a word that comes out of her mouth.
No, I think you're right. And years ago I researched and wrote a book about narrative creation. And what's involved with people actually sitting down and crafting something they know to be patently false, but having the media complicit in repeating the narrative. And it's just an amazing thing that with all that's at stake in our country right now,
yeah,
that we're even having to have to come.
We can't risk her being in charge of it. It's just an impossible thought. Jim, welcome to the basket of deplorables, my friend. You and I, we're in there together. Kevin McCullough coming right back. We are live from New York every Saturday night on this radio and television station near you.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
See when you call.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Live shot of New York City for those of you watching online. Appreciate you being with us and on Biz Television as well. We've got a lot to yet talk about tonight in the second hour in our Ladies Lounge feature tonight. Bethany Mandel, a senior contributor and editor for The Federalist, will be stopping in to argue the point that if you're not a dad, you shouldn't be going to dad events at school. She told me today, she goes, Kevin, I wrote that article. I didn't think it was going to be controversial. And all of a sudden, it had massive controversy. 2,000 threads on social media arguing about it. So we're going to let her argue about it. Actually, I'm not going to argue because I really agree with her on the whole issue. I don't think non-dads, I don't think moms in particular, stepmoms, mothers, whatever. I don't think they should go in place of dad to dad-only events. Either get a surrogate dad, grandpa or Uncle Bob or somebody, their youth pastor, someone else, or just don't go. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. That's going to be in the second hour. We're talking tonight about the basket of deplorables comment. Hillary Clinton made this comment this last week, and she had to take a lot of fallout for it. Let's take another listen to it here.
Take a listen.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. But that other basket of people are people who feel the government has let them down, the economy has let them down, nobody cares about them.
That's what she thinks of most of Donald Trump's supporters. She feels like she can say the most insulting things and that it's going to cause us to change what we feel, how we think. See, I don't know that her calling us names, people that she would lump into that, I don't think that that does anything to solve the problem like what we're discussing tonight, a twice arrested illegal alien killing a sheriff's deputy in a DUI. He's doing his job, minding his own business, has someone pulled over on the side of the road. This drunk, illegal alien plows into him with his truck going full speed. And the officer dies. The illegal alien's still living, still walking around. But that officer's family, they never got daddy home that night. Brandon Collins, his name, 45. The illegal alien may live in our prison system for the next 20, 25, 30 years. I don't know. But that family will not have their father, and that community will not have that sheriff's deputy. Is it deplorable to say that he should be deported? That is, in essence, what Donald Trump is saying. He's saying that that officer has no business being there. That illegal alien has no business being there. That killing, taking the life of that officer, there should be a heavy price to pay. But the actual fact of the matter is he should have never been in the United States to be able to do this. Let's go back to the phones. Line 3, Walt is calling from Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Well, there's a real problem with Biz TV tonight. There's no sound coming through, so I really don't know what you want to talk about. I heard you mention, the whitewash that's being perpetrated on us about the Hillary Clinton South. Now, a couple months ago in July, I had called George Noory's show. I hope you don't mind me giving him a plug on your show, but he was interviewing Dick Morris that night, and I'll tell you the same thing I told them. I had a cousin that used to work for the DNC in Washington. This was during the 80s and 90s. So she told us over 20 years ago that it was widely rumored that Hillary Clinton was a chronic diabetic. So that would, it explain her, her lapse. And apparently maybe she has early onset Alzheimer's and would explain her passing out and whatnot. So, and another thing, Kevin, when you come to think of it, she's never shown her legs in public. She's always worn pantsuits, even when they first came to Washington. So I think she's hiding, she possibly is hiding massive edema or, her varicose veins or whatever in her legs because, she's shaped like a Bartlett pear.
All right.
I think she's filling up with fluid. She's going into congestive heart failure.
All right, Walt. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. I don't have any medical knowledge to be able to do any of that. Her symptoms, at least on Sunday, if you look at the pictures and break them down,
and you see how she is stiff as a board when they put her into the van, that to me looked like Parkinson's. It looked like she had a, you know, an episode, and she was, you know, footloose and fancy free 90 minutes later. That's what that medication will do. Interesting. I don't know that her health is going to change anything. I don't think if you really believe in the stuff that Hillary Clinton believes in, you're not going to vote for Donald Trump because she's not healthy. And if you genuinely believe that Hillary Clinton is a danger to America, you are not going to be more sympathetic to vote for her if Donald Trump got sick. In my estimation, she needs to be kept far away from any position of power because it seems that she abuses it whenever she gets near it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Tonight's broadcast, again, being brought to you in support of MyPillow.com. I am so excited. Mike Lindell actually got a private meeting with Mr. Trump a couple of weeks ago. He's going to come on this show and tell us what they talked about in the near future. He has had a second surgery on his vocal cords. I know that he would appreciate your prayers. But tonight, if you would like to get that perfect go-anywhere pillow that helped me get the best night's sleep of my life when I traveled this summer, I can get it to you for free if you call 1-800-506-2641. Actually, get two of them for free, 800-506-2641. You will have to buy a premium pillow at regular price, a king or a queen, but then they're going to give you a second one of those and the two go-anywhere pillows at no additional charge. Pretty cool, huh? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Taking more of your calls as we continue, Kevin McCullough. And it is the 249th birthday of our Constitution as of tonight. We'll get into a little bit of that before we're done as well. Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So you had a hard week, a little hot sardines. They're going to get you in a much better mood. That's our house band. And sometimes I need to be in a better mood. So for those of you that are having problems getting the feed on Biz TV tonight, you can flip over to our feed at Ustream. Just Google Radio Night Live and U-S-T-R-E-A-M. And that will take you. You can also go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the homepage. You'll see a television screen in the bottom left-hand side of the sidebar. You can pull that up and watch that full strength as well. We've been discussing this issue of Hillary Clinton calling people that disagree with her in large measure the basket of deplorables. And, Nick, if you've got that video, let's fire it one more time here.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right?
So funny.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. But that other basket of people are people who feel the government has let them down.
All right, that's enough. Yeah. She, you see where she's going with all of that. If you disagree with her view, what's her view? That government should be big enough to solve all the problems of everybody. But the problem is if we depend on government to solve everyone's problems, they're not going to do that. They are going to only solve the problems that they wish to solve, that they are motivated to solve. Therefore, you become enslaved, dependent upon them. It's so important to remember Ronald Reagan's quote about the Constitution on this, the Constitution's birthday. He said this: "Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government and did it with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us." In Hillary Clinton's imagination, it is her job to tell you what to think and what to believe and how to live, what car to drive, how cool to keep your thermostat, whether or not you should have anything more than a couple of children, whether or not you should burn fossil fuels for a heating source or an energy source or not. It becomes very simple for people that, and she has done it more than anyone else, lived in a bubble, especially a government bubble, to believe that she can never be disputed, never be contradicted, and when she gets enough power, she will do her best to show to everyone that she's not going to be dictated to. That's the challenge when you have a progressive in office. That's the challenge when you have someone who desires deeply to control every element of life taking the reins. And that's what we must keep from happening this election cycle at all costs. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I will tell you who to vote against. And you vote against Hillary Rodham Clinton.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Parental guidance suggested.